I look at a lot of the newspaper websites and news websites, and they're sort of somewhat better designed with more features and better technology and are more usable.
And it almost, when I was reading through your report, it almost surprised me a little bit, because talk about people who are really trying to reach out to constituents, it would seem like they would want to have the best website they possibly could.
Yeah, you think so. Now, we know that most members of Congress aren't typically the computer nerd or computer geek personality. And so I think most members of Congress arrive on Capitol Hill once they're elected without really having thought too much about website design. And so it's in some sense, it's not much of a surprise that their websites aren't well designed, just because it's not something that most members of Congress spend a lot of time thinking about. But what we're interested in our study, we're interested in sort of if there's anything about Congress as an institution that if Congress itself has some sort of institutional mechanisms that help members of Congress kind of foster members of Congress to adopt web technology, if there's something about the design of Congress that gets them to sort of make their websites better.
Well, and because I know a lot of people, Congress is, you talk about a decentralized organization, essentially it's every office operates as its own office.
Yeah, and so one thing you could think is there might be some offices are kind of the standard bearers or the vanguard of technology adoption. So if there were some members of Congress who were very enthusiastic about website design, they might sort of set standards within the institution to let and to show other members of Congress, this is what a good website looks like. And you might, if there were lots of members of Congress, or at least some of them that did that, then they might set standards within the institution that other members might mimic. So that might be one kind of mechanism that would get
almost best practices for congressional websites.
Correct. And we found just very little evidence of that. And of course, there are some members of Congress that do put a lot of effort into their websites, but for the most part, there aren't that many that do.
Now, one would guess that those would be primarily from a more high-tech. I know Representative Honda represents part of the Silicon Valley, and I think he even crowdsourced the design of his website in order to and by consequence, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, although that's not always the case, because there's also members of Congress from rural districts actually have a real need to reach out to their constituents, because sometimes it's harder for them to reach everybody. So I think all members of Congress, for their own reasons, have incentives to have good quality websites.
So your report makes some recommendations. What can congressionals, I mean, and you say these aren't your nerdy geeky types.
Yeah.
What can they do to improve these sites? Because it does seem like, I mean, it's a real opportunity for them to reach out and provide information to their constituents.
Well, there's two ways. One would be within the institution. I mean, members of Congress are in charge of their Congress, and they can design Congress. They can design the institution however they like. And so, for example, most members of Congress, just as they aren't born computer nerds, most of them aren't born policy analysts either.
Right.
But years ago, Congress designed its own institution using the committee system. That kind of, even though members of Congress aren't policy analysts, they become typically very well informed about issues through the committee system and hearings and so on. So that's an example of some sort of institutional mechanism that helps members overcome their own limitation. And so that might be one recommendation, is for members of Congress to really be more sort of self-conscious about how do they get each other to measure up to best practices. And the other thing that we noticed is we worked with a group called the Congressional Management Foundation, which is a nonpartisan, nonprofit sort of a think tank almost that works just with members of Congress to help them. They sort of consult with members of Congress to help them on management issues.
Mm-hmm.
And CMF has been interested for many years in the design of congressional websites. And so one thing that we've done as a part of the study is we've helped them gather the data to do these evaluations, their own evaluations of members' websites that then they each year of the study, they've done it, I think, four times now, that they've given out what are called Gold Mouse Awards
right.
to the very best websites. And, in fact, there's now they have Platinum Awards and then Gold Awards and Silver and Bronze for the ones who kind of score at the top. And one thing we noted while we were doing our study is a lot of the staffers, when we talked to them about their websites, they wouldn't say that a lot of their motivation to make their website good was to try to get one of these awards. And so one thing that CMF does is it kind of creates competition because they give these awards out. They create competition among members to try to get the awards, just like as a college professor, I have competition among students to get A's. This kind of creates a competition among members to improve their website.
Did you just look at congressional at the members' websites themselves, or did you also look at some of the committee pages? Because some of the committee pages are just abysmal.
Yeah, my research team did not evaluate the committee pages, but the Congressional Management Foundation does evaluate those
right.
as well and gives out awards for them.
And one
of course, some are better than others as well.
That's one of the other points that I was going to bring up was there is such a wide, there are websites that are just absolutely fantastic, and then there are some that are just
yes.
abysmal.
And right.
it is, and you have everything in between.
Yep.
And part of that is because it's such a decentralized organization, I think.
Yeah, and that's actually, to us, that seems, you could think of that as a real opportunity. When there's decentralization, then you might expect a lot of experimentation and different offices trying
right.
different things, and some work better than others, and then you'd expect learning among offices where they might talk to each other about what did you do that worked really well last year, and make recommendations to each other. And again, we found no evidence of that. Sort of the way they talk to each other about legislation all the time, they don't have that kind of discourse within the sort of the halls among staffers and among members about what works for websites. So that, again, might be something that members, as they come to value their websites more, they might sort of try to foster that kind of internal discussion about what works and what doesn't work.
And do they get
experimentation?
Do websites tend to get better around elections and then slack off, or not necessarily?
No, they don't really show much of a change at all. Of course, members, some months ahead, I think it's maybe 3 months prior to an election, members aren't allowed to change anything
right.
on their official websites.
No
and
touching.
That, I think, kind of suppresses that. But we also looked at members' websites before and after the 2006 election, and they were almost identical both before and after, the year before and the year after. So that's one thing. Another thing we found was that members don't really change their websites once they have it set up. It basically stays the same for quite a while.
And any that particularly stood out to you as folks who do either really good job or one who you just really need some work? I know Mike Honda, as I said, Representative Mike Honda is often on the lists of, he's won a Golden Mouse Award for a couple years.
Well, I would say that I'm not going to directly answer that because our study was for 2006 and 2007,
right.
and in the meantime, a lot of websites have changed, but the Congressional Management Foundation has its list of current awardees from 2009 on their website. That's at cmfweb.org,
and so
your listeners could navigate to there to find out the best. They list the best websites. They don't actually list the worst websites. For their own reasons.
We'll have a link to that on federalnewsradio.com. If there's one thing that folks should take away from your report about improving congressional websites, but it seems like it could apply to almost any website, is there one thing that you'd like people to take away from this?
Well, as a political scientist, I think that I think if it's interesting for me to do this kind of work where we actually the work that we do ends up getting read by staffers within
right.
Congress, and the work that we've done, as well as the work we've done with the Congressional Management Foundation, gets pretty widely read among staff. And I think it's an interesting chance as a political scientist to be able to speak to staffers directly. And really the one thing I would say is to have staffers maybe and members and perhaps the party leadership think more self-consciously and reflect a little bit about how the institution itself works and whether it's doing a good job or a bad job at fostering best practices for adopting this new communication technology.
Almost, is it a systemic thing that that causes this, or is it just the way that it is?
Yeah, well, yeah. I think that institutions are designed, and they can be designed by accident or on purpose. And I think if perhaps the party leadership or the office of the Committee on House Administration oversees the office called House Information Resources, that there are there's leaders within the institution that perhaps might think some more about what they can do to foster best practices and to get members of Congress to really think about exploiting this technology in a way that really improves accountability and makes our democracy better.